What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's the Master Chef After Show. Aron is cooking with the contestants. Two people go home tonight, and we got a special guest with us. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. I've seen.
Might never be mean. Well, Harry Connick, I like what might you did there, Lemmy.
You know, we got to represent the Big Easy, New Orleans, episode.
Big Not So Easy?
Exactly, right. Name of this episode, but yeah. Shout out to Harry Connick Jr. Representing New Orleans native. Every time I think of that music, I always think about him. He's like one of my favorites in the jazz genre.
I had no idea that he was from New Orleans, but I really love Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, man, he's the man. Oh, yeah, he's always repping. Always repping.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not as big a fan.
Yeah. Apparently, step your game up. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here, and we are talking all things Master Chef. I got my girl with me. I mean, there's two of us in the studio tonight, but you know, we holding it down.
We are holding,
down. You know, Ashley Chaney in the building.
What is up, everybody? You guys, this is a super special week. As promised from last week, y'all, I delivered. You guys issued me a challenge for some orange ass mashed potatoes. And damn if I don't have them right here.
Yes.
And I'm going to make Lem eat them on camera. So make sure you stay tuned for the entire episode.
I'm so excited. I am not really excited, but kind of excited.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. As I said before, we do have a special guest. She is not physically with us, but she is with us via the telephone situation. And we so appreciate her being here. She is becoming my favorite person on the show. I just have to say, not because we have her on the show, but she is definitely the most outspoken person on the show. Shanika Patterson is with us. Let's give it up. Yay!
Shanika, you look beautiful.
What's going on?
What's up? Yo.
I'm doing good over here, drinking a little bit of wine.
Okay. You know what? I feel like, you know, we cover these shows and we do MasterChef. Two, I feel like chefs drink a lot of wine.
I'll tell you why. I'm grouping myself into this, Shanika. I'm not as good a chef as you. But I feel like if you're cooking in the kitchen, you have to drink. Shanika, can you talk to us about why it's important that you cook with, I mean, and you can't do it on the show or in a professional kitchen, but like in your home kitchen, do you cook with wine?
I mean, it just makes you, it relaxes you, it makes you feel good.
Right.
And then cooking just becomes so much easier. You don't even have to think about it. It just comes natural.
I agree. You know, and I think that's why I should be allowed to drink at work, too. Because I could have a glass of wine there, like I would be nicer to everybody. I'd be more relaxed.
Right. It'll work.
Right.
Shanika, where are you calling us from tonight? Where in the world are you?
I'm calling you guys from Miami, Florida.
Miami.
Ooh, Miami. You're up late.
Hot Miami.
305 in the building.
305 in the building.
Yes. So, Shanika, definitely glad that you're with us because, as I said at the beginning, you are definitely the most outspoken that we see. You know, of course, editing, but we see, and I definitely will say for sure, no one has you beat on the eye rolls. You definitely, your eye roll game is on point. Whenever that camera goes to you,
God,
and somebody says,
"So hilarious," because I don't even notice when I do that. I don't feel it. It just comes too natural,
dude.
I'm watching the show just like you guys. Like, really, Shanika? What are you doing,
dude? It's happening like at least three times a show.
Your poker face game is not on point.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. So we
want to. Without losing any bet of poker, I guess.
There you go. Yes. Hey, I'm with you. I don't have a poker face either. What you see is what you get. So I feel you, girl. So we want to talk about this episode and kind of get into your space as far as, you know, your take on the show. I kind of want to go down towards the end because we saw a lot go down on this, you know, this challenge, this elimination challenge.
Yes.
And so you kind of got picked on. I wanted to talk to you about that because it seems like, you know, according to what they show us, that, I mean, obviously you're doing your thing in the kitchen. You're still there, obviously, mm-hmm. haven't been eliminated. You seem to shine, have moments where you shine. I remember the challenge, the wedding challenge that we yeah. saw. You definitely stepped up and made some good suggestions there. We see here, but then there's a lot of people that don't seem to care for you. Do you think, do you think it's because you are rubbing them the wrong way, or do you think it's more or less they're intimidated by your cooking skills?
I think it's a little bit mix of both.
Okay.
Some of them may be scared of my cooking skills, but most of them, they're intimidated because I speak my mind. I don't bite my tongue for anyone. So there's a lot of things that aren't shown, you know, at why these people probably feel the way that they feel. But that's how I was raised.
You're saying
something's not right, you say something, right?
Okay.
Agreed. So you're saying that there's more like of your opinions that you're giving off camera that we're not even seeing.
I mean, I'm really, really vocal.
Okay, because my whole thought is like, I'm like, everybody back off of Shanika. Like, I always think, I'm always like, you give honest feedback, but it's not, and it's not necessarily sugar-coated, but I also don't think it's rude. Like, because I think it's really, everything that we see, at least, like, especially if we're looking back to this orange potato situation of the wedding challenge on last episode, like, you were totally within your place to say all the things that you said. So I'm like, why is everybody... I guess everybody has to kind of pick
one. I'm not rude, but some people just can't handle the truth. Some people don't like when you challenge them, and that's the problem, possibly. But in the end of the day, I'm going to continue to be me. So whether they like it or not,
there it is.
I'm coming.
There it is. You can't. I mean, you can't knock that. And like you said, it's not like like Ashley was saying. I don't think you're giving bad suggestions or bad advice or just being, you know, off your rocker, so to speak. But I think you're just, like you said, speaking your mind. I mean, there was a portion where in the Salisbury Steak Challenge where you go first and giving your food and they asked you, you know, how do you feel about, you know, how you're being treated? You obviously got the mark. You only had 40 minutes to cook your dish. And you said, I might be too outspoken. And that's really what it is. It's you're just speaking your mind and it sounds like everyone just can't handle it.
Yeah, see, now, mind you, they tried to give me 30 minutes. If you didn't notice, Caesar, he tried to give me 30 minutes.
I did, okay, yes.
And Ryan came to my rescue and said, no, don't you don't give her 30 minutes.
Right.
So I appreciate those two guys for that. But they did attempt to give me those 30 minutes. So it could have been worse.
It doesn't almost kind of make you feel honored because I think, especially from Caesar, we've seen now Caesar be really strategic with who he tries to throw under the bus, Bowen included. So like he's trying to throw his stiffest competition under the bus. So in a way, it's almost like, okay, I know that I'm up there as their like stiff competition to beat. That's what I think. I think how do you feel about that?
Caesar's scared, and I'm putting that on the record. That's what he is.
He's scared
of myself and Bowen, and he should be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's intimidating.
I can see that, yeah.
And rightfully so. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this is a cooking competition, but there also is some strategy involved.
Sure.
Because if you get an opportunity to pick people to do certain, you know, tests or elimination challenges or what have you, you should, I would think, if I'm trying to win, I'm going to put my stiffest competition in there. I'm not going to pick the weakest person.
Yep.
I'm going to put who
you're absolutely right.
Try to get out. So
if I was Caesar, I would have did the same thing.
Boom.
If I ever have the opportunity, I will do the same thing.
There you go.
So he wasn't wrong. I mean, it is what it is. It's a competition at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely.
He's playing the game.
Absolutely. Now, when we get into this, the challenge of basically who has to cook the pressure test, there's a top six, right? And so you didn't make that top six. Did you feel some kind of way about that? Like, meaning, do you think that, because it was two from each. We had Ryan and Caesar from Aron's group, Ralph and Mark from Joe's, and then Samantha and Bowen from Gordon's. Did you feel that you should have been there based on your dish, or did you feel like they kind of beat you out on that?
No. I felt like I should have been down there and I should have been in that pressure test that I was in. And I should have been in bottom three because I knew that I could have did better. Regardless of the time that I was given, I can't have any excuses on why I didn't do a good job. So I deserve to be where I was last night.
Word.
I don't take that back.
Word. That's what's up. What do you think has been, would you say, just overall so far in this competition, we've now several episodes deep, what has been the hardest thing for you in competing in these challenges and working with these people?
The hardest thing for me is trying to be heard and getting my opinion and ideas across to people that really possibly don't want to listen because they think I'm being rude or they think I'm trying to tell them what to do. When in the end, I'm just trying to help. And, you know, possibly I may be coming off hostile when I do it. So I believe that's the hardest part to me with dealing with these people.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, is it important for you to form these relationships as you're going out throughout this competition? Like, are you looking for, I don't want to say like lifelong friends, but are these relationships as valuable to you as, let's say, you know, well, I know ultimately winning the competition is the most important thing, but like, how are you looking at the time that you're spending in this competition? Like,
okay, I'm going to be brutally honest.
Do it. That's what we want.
When I said that, I was talking about for team challenges. Mm-hmm. But I did not come to make friends.
There you go.
Now, if I do make friends in the process, that is an amazing thing because I did make Bowen. He is my bestie right now.
Bowen.
But I didn't go there to make friends. So, no.
Word.
Okay.
And I'm not mad at that because I think in a competition setting,
yeah.
Unless it's a competition like we've seen in reality shows where making friends kind of helps you along the way.
Strategy.
Yeah, from a strategy.
Because it can take you further in the competition.
Sure. But this is really about.
What I think it makes me weaker because then I start to have feelings for people and then my judgment starts to get clouded.
Gotcha.
So I don't need friends in the competition.
Gotcha.
Got a big heart.
No new friends.
No room for that.
Yeah. We don't want new friends.
That part.
Yeah. So let's go down to the end of the episode. So we you have the Salisbury Steak Challenge. By the way, I used to love my grandmother. Made the best Salisbury steak. I lived with her for like 2 years of my life, and she would make Salisbury steak like at least once a week. And I would come home from work,
That's so sweet.
One of my favorite things that she made. It was so good with the gravy and the mushroom. Like it was so good, and she would make home fries.
So you probably would have killed that challenge.
Can't cook, but he can eat. He can't cook.
Yeah, I would have killed eating the challenge if I was a taste tester. Absolutely, I would have given great critique, but I would not have made anything great. No, I would have been eliminated first day.
It's
Trust
so funny.
Me.
My memory of Salisbury steak is exactly probably from 2000, whatever year they put those meals.
Yeah,
I had those parents that were like, "Here you go, honey, dinner's made."
Oh, really?
That's so, and I'm like, "Oh, those were good."
Oh, wow.
We used to eat the pot pie, so the Salisbury steak was a little. Challenging, but my mom used to cook it all the time.
Oh, word. Yeah. Okay, so you were familiar.
Yeah.
Although that
was a bit of a struggle there, though, to cook that. I would not know how to make that from scratch at all. Like,
well, it seems like, I mean, I've never deconstructed until I watch this episode. I'm like, how really do you make it? Because it's kind of like a meatball, but kind of like a meatloaf. So it's like a mix in between.
And it tastes like neither of those. Yeah, it doesn't taste like a meatball and it doesn't taste like a meatloaf.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
Talk
You're
to us about your process from when you were making the Salisbury steak on this challenge.
Oh my God. See, my mind, the way that I was thinking, I had 40 minutes technically.
Right.
Let me not say technically. I had 40 minutes, but then I had to take time in the pantry to shop. So the next 5 minutes gone. So technically I had 35 minutes, and then you can imagine what the other girls had.
Right.
So I had to contextualize my dish before I got in there. When I got there, went back, had to put my pots on, put everything on so it can get hot, season my meat, get my vegetables cut. It was, I mean, you're trying so hard not to miss a step when you're doing this. You don't want to overcook your meat. You don't want your gravy too dry or too watery. Like it was, I honestly was so focused on my Salisbury steak that I kind of just totally neglected everything else, the attention that it deserved. But I made sure that I put all the love, all the energy, it was the best Salisbury steak that you probably would have ever tasted. Mm. The gravy was on point. The onions were caramelized. Like everything was so perfect. Everything was so perfect.
Just those potatoes.
Than, you know, me getting to the point when I fumbled over those potatoes.
Right. Well, that was the critique that was given to you by the judges was that on my notes here, it says the steak is good, but everything else is not. So basically
I put all my time into the steak. And then at the last minute, I'm over here talking about my potatoes and my green beans.
Right.
But you know what? I feel like if the steak wasn't on point, they would have just torn you apart. So it's like you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, and she had less time.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
If you had 45 minutes, that would have went to the vegetables. And you would have been perfect.
Yes.
You would have been perfect.
Of course.
I'll be honest. I would have eaten that potato just like it was, because a potato can come in. And I'm Irish. You could only put a kind of potato in front of me, and I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, get it.
The potatoes were good. They just weren't sexy enough.
Gotcha. They weren't perfect. Got it.
Do they teach you guys about plating? Because like we never see them. Like we've commented on this about this on the show before. Mm-hmm. They talk about how, oh, we're going to mentor. The three of us are going to mentor each one of the contestants. And we don't really see, at least as viewers of the show, a ton of mentoring happen. We see a lot of like chastising. But like, is there mentoring going on off camera that we're not seeing?
The guys do mentor us. They give us pointers. These three judges are the best, but we are being mentored throughout the entire competition. I'm not sure why it's not being shown, but we are being mentored.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's good to hear. Because you want, like, you guys are, I mean, the premise of the show is home cook, so it's like you should be able to have some learning going on during the whole, you know, length of the show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go to the end of the challenge. So we get the top four, which is SJ, Emily, Jerron, and Julia, who only had 30 minutes. So she was made top four. So she killed it. Nanner. And so then we have the bottom, which is Chelsea, Lindsay, and Miss Shanika. I feel like whenever you're in a bottom situation and you don't know which way it's going to go, I know for me, I just put myself in this situation, I would be sweating bullets, even though I feel like I've killed it or I did better than whoever I'm up against that's at the bottom. I still feel like it could be anyone's game. What was your thought process when you were sitting at the bottom at that point and could possibly be eliminated?
Well, to be honest, my thought process was I really didn't think it was my time, but if my dish wasn't good enough, I'm going to hold my head high and I'm going to accept what the judges are going to give me. So I was prepared for either or, like either I'm going upstairs or I'm going home, but I was mentally prepared for either one.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't your time, Shanika.
It was not your time.
Hallelujah. Lindsay's time was up.
Yeah.
And she,
Lindsay.
Yeah, she got sent packing.
I like Lindsay.
She was cool.
Lindsay's a nice person. She's a really nice person.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Very smart.
She is. She is. She's
going to be all set. She's got herself all set up.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a little life in a...
Yeah, well, she wants to do Airbnb. Yeah. with the
Nantucket,
gourmet,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
With
her, I can get
her
down
wife,
with that.
Yeah, absolutely,
awesome.
Absolutely. So you're still on the show, Shanika. Still a lot of show to go. I mean, can we still expect drama from Shanika? Like, can we expect some more outspoken moments?
My God. I'm not a drama queen.
No.
The problem is,
I'm saying that
I only bite back, right. You know?
That's what every drama queen says, Shanika.
Oh, my God. See, I'm like the nicest person you'll ever meet.
I'm sure you are.
Until you push me to that point.
There it is. We got it. Until.
Now, if you cross that line, then it's like, oh, my God, who is this person?
Right.
The fire switch.
You can pick your poison.
Right. There it is. Well, I'm excited that you're still on the show. I'm excited to see more of you and see how far you go in this process.
Agreed.
And the eye rolls.
Don't stop.
I can't wait to see more eye rolls. Yes.
So good.
Yes, so good.
Have you found memes of yourself online yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you found like memes or GIFs of yourself online?
Oh my God. You guys follow my Instagram. It is Cooking After Dark. It's COOKINAFTERDARK. I found a few, and some people sent me a few. They are hilarious.
Oh, see, like, that's how you've made it in the world.
Yes.
When you're getting memes and gifts made up after you, I feel like you have arrived, girlfriend.
That's it.
Congratulations.
No, it's funny.
No, it's great.
Awesome.
Funny.
It's great.
Even like the hate tweets or whatever they're called.
Sure.
It's hilarious. I laugh at it.
Like,
you know,
mean tweets?
I guess.
I mean, and that's the thing. People are going to say they're going to have an opinion when you, especially on a television show that goes and you know, millions of people see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have people that are going to agree with you and not agree with you. And that's just kind of the nature of the beast. But like you said, you know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're comfortable in your skin. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is. You know what I'm saying?
Got the right attitude.
Yes. Miami 305.
Miami.
Yeah.
305 in the building.
That's right.
Miami.
Yeah.
Shanika. Yeah.
So, Shanika, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you go, let the people know where they can find you. And also, if you have anything you want to promote, now's the time.
Okay. You guys can find me on Twitter. It's at Chef Shanika, C-H-E-F-S-H-A-N-I-K-A, and on my Instagram, and that is Cooking After Dark.
Cooking.
C-O-O-K-I-N-A-F-T-E-R-D-A-R-K. Yes, it is Cooking After Dark, because that's what I do most of the time.
Nice.
And what I want to promote is next week's episode of MasterChef. You guys tune in, because you guys think this week was crazy? Next week is going to be even crazier.
Ooh.
It just gets more intense as we go.
I'm excited.
I would get my wine, my snack, my water, whatever you guys need
right.
to be prepared for next week, because it is going to be crazy.
That's what's up.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Give it up for Shanika.
Yes, Shanika.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more thing.
Yes.
Shout out to Gordon Ramsay, because yes. you guys know that I'm the female version of Gordon Ramsay.
Oh.
There you go.
You guys know that, right?
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do now.
We do now. There it is. It's now written. Boom. Donezo. All right. Thank you, Shanika.
Well,
thank you so much
for having me.
Yes.
And thank you, viewers and listeners. And I'm really, really excited. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks,
yes.
Shanika.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Lem.
Yes.
These potatoes are
yes.
getting lukewarm.
Yeah, I know.
I got to tell you, I don't think they're getting any better with age.
Okay. So just so the
Set
viewers
it up for
know.
Them.
Right. So last episode,
get this as close as
right.
possible. Right?
Last episode, we had our boy. Oh, that smell. Wow.
Oh,
oh whoa. I'm struggling. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, get a big honking load of that.
So, yeah. So, Junie in the wedding challenge.
Yes, Junie.
He came up with a situation where he's like, yeah, we want to do some mashed potatoes with orange zest.
Orange zest.
And wanted the team to make that. And when, of course, Chef Ramsay found out, he was like, that's disgusting. And don't ever do that.
Yes.
And so that was scrapped. But, you know, Miss Ashley said, well, wait a second. Hold on. How do you know that's not good?
Exactly. As I said, I'm Irish. We potato.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm like, listen, a potato's a base for anything.
Right.
And Frank was with me on this. Like, the reason that they came up with garlic mashed potatoes is because someone had to decide to put it in the potatoes. So
sure.
we don't know that orange zest mashed potatoes isn't the best thing that ever existed. You don't know. And I want you to taste this right now. So I've got some homemade mashed potatoes.
Homemade.
That we put, I put a little bit of like, see how I styled this right now? Yes.
Cilantro.
Yes, for the callback to the song right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
thank
the cilantro.
You, Steve.
Shout out to our
engineer.
Someone
was trying to find out last week.
Yeah.
Okay, Lem, I want you to dive into this beautiful orange zest mashed potatoes made by yours truly.
You're gonna eat this. You're gonna eat
some
too.
And I'm gonna eat some with you.
Okay.
Yep. Just a little bit of garnish on there for flavor.
Okay.
Left a little bit of chunk and some the potato skin on there. Cheers.
Yeah.
Do you love me? It's not bad. You can't even say it's bad.
Okay. Here we go. It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as I thought. I still would not order this or eat this.
I'll take it, but what if you had it with something that really complemented orange, like that needed a citrus compliment? It's not that bad.
Okay. Well, shout out to Junie.
Shout out to Junie for being an entrepreneurial, spirited chef. We
sure.
could potentially, this could really pair well with something. I don't know what.
I don't know. Maybe a Bellini? Peach Bellini or orange Bellini?
I mean, something like savory, maybe seafoody on top of that. Some shrimp. Something on that could really go
some
well.
Some shrimp with this, maybe?
It's honestly, guys, it's not as bad as even as I was expecting. I wanted him to like...
Yes. Oh, yes. It just kept dipping down.
I wanted him to gross out, and it didn't happen, folks. But case in point, and somebody even... one of our viewers last week was like, no, she wrong.
She wrong.
And I'm not. So there you go. It's not
right.
bad. It's not the worst.
Right. Well, thank you so much for bringing that in.
You are so welcome. And you know what? You can have as much of that as you want.
You know, I'm good. The one taste.
Just that one?
I think I'm good on that.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that for you. To,
packed up
to
in a little Tupperware for
yes.
you to take on home. When you're hungry.
When I'm hungry. Well, there it is. We tried it.
We did it.
So, we want you, ladies and gentlemen, the viewers at home, if you have some things you want us to try or to make, I will say now.
Oh, you're going to make something now.
I will make something.
Oh, I will make something. Call him out on that, please.
I will make something. So in the comments, let me know if it's something that I'm going to do my best. I'm not saying I'm not the master chef. So, but if there's something on the show this week, I mean, maybe I'll do Salisbury steak. I will attempt that.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what they want, and put that together, or I can
guys, brownies, anything delicious, whatever anything, you want to drop in the comment.
Anything,
cookies, brownies,
anything. Let us know, and I'm gonna see check the comments. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Ha, sucker.
And then I'm gonna do this, and Frank will be back, so he'll be able to partake in that.
Right.
So just real quick, just for to kind of recap the show. Shout out to Shanika for being with us. We actually had two eliminations because we did see Chef Aron get to cook in there with the contestants, which was dope.
Yeah,
I always love
cool.
when the judges kind of do their thing. Yeah. And I didn't know until this episode. I mean, I've been following for a while because I watch a lot of cooking shows and he's a guest or a guest host on Judge on Chopped a lot of times. And I've seen him on other other shows, food related. And I didn't realize he was from New Orleans.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think I thought he was from L.A.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. But, yeah, he's maybe he cooks in L.A. now, but maybe he's originally from there. But he said his backyard. And so crawfish, and he made a shrimp and crawfish etouffee.
I don't even know what an etouffee is, but I wanted it.
Etouffee means, no, it's bomb. I've had it in New Orleans.
Okay.
Etouffee means gravy. Mm. So it's basically, yes, it's really good. It's whatever seafood that they put in there, but they, you know, they make it and it's gravy and you put it over and you have it over like rice. And
yeah.
It's really good. And you saw how he made it with the shrimp heads in there. Bomb.
Do you eat the shrimp heads?
Yes.
Good, me too.
Yes, I absolutely do. They're bomb.
They are.
So that's what they basically had to make initially at the beginning of the episode. And they'd use two of those items in the bag that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see kind of everybody going through. I didn't think someone was going to get eliminated, but that was the problem is that
We talked about this. Like, yes. How are they going to get through all these people?
All these people.
In this amount of time. So here's how we're doing it.
We're just going to, like,
Hunger Games style,
right.
Turn their light off.
Boom, you're done.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. So they picked the three worst dishes. It was Taylor, Jerron, and Matt. And unfortunately, Matt, a.k.a. Clark Kent, he didn't get a chance to turn to Superman.
Yeah.
And he was eliminated. I thought it was going to be drawn based on, like, the critiques that they had.
I was not surprised by Matt the past three episodes. He's had an issue every episode.
True.
And I did kind of feel like he was definitely getting frazzled and he really hadn't produced a great dish yet. And funny enough, in our own studio, someone's cooking outside right now and it smells like something is happening in the kitchen outside and a little bit of Bernie's. Do you wonder what's going on out there?
Said a little bit of Bernie.
But I almost felt bad for him because it's Chef Ramsay's way and I get it, but he was almost like not making fun of him, but he's like, turn around. And it's like, you know, you force people to do these kind of silly things. I had an acting teacher that was brutal like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, how he kept making them turn around
and pretend to be Superman. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Sure.
That, like, crushes your soul.
Yeah,
just
it does.
Anyway, but yeah, his dish didn't do it.
And he was, but like you said, he had issues, you know, that we've seen ongoing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of his time. So he got eliminated. And then, of course, as we mentioned before, Lindsay was eliminated as well. So we had two eliminations. So now we're going into the top 16. Top 15.
Top 15.
Because we had the top 17 this episode. So, and we see that they're going to be paired up that we saw in the previews.
Yes.
Oh, I smell that right now.
You smell it right now? In fact, I just had this little panic of like, do we have a fire escape if stuff starts to get real?
Yeah, something is, I don't know, maybe the toast oven. But, you know, it's a cooking show.
It's a cooking show.
I think we'll be okay. So, let's go into predictions. Let's do that.
Predictions. All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I always feel like I want to.
Right. So what you got? What you got going forward?
Okay. We're talking about who we think's going to get
eliminated
next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love Ashley. I think here's my thing about Ashley. I think Ashley's a great baker.
Mm.
I really think that's her strong suit. So if I was predicting elimination, I have an eye for, okay, Ashley and Chelsea between the two of them, it's a little bit of a toss-up for me.
Ashley and Chelsea.
Chelsea, because, again, she's kind of been on the struggle bus for the past couple of mm-hmm. challenges. And Ashley, I think, same sort of thing. I've really only seen her shine when it's a baked dish or a sweet. So I don't know how she... I haven't seen her shine yet in a main course.
Mm, so those are my two. Or a savory type dish. Okay. Yeah.
Those are my two that I think are, you know, on the possibility for getting eliminated. And I still maintain that my little champion is Emily.
Oh, okay.
Since day one, she's got any girl that can make her own sausage or whatever the heck. She's like on a farm making some food.
Doing her duck bizzle.
Yeah. So she's still a star for me.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jerome. I feel like I thought he was going to be eliminated over Matt. He wasn't. And I just feel like in seeing him in previous episode, especially when they do the group challenges,
yeah,
he always seems lost. He always doesn't seem like he's very confident or has it together. Anytime he brings his dish up to be judged, he's just like, doesn't seem confident. And so, I don't know. I think his time is winding up.
You might be right, based on
his, you know, how he is, his mannerisms.
I want him to burst through because I know he has some soul food in him.
Sure.
And I know that fool can cook some soul food and I want to see it. Like, because that's what I want to eat. And mm-hmm. so, I just keep hoping. Like, I thought it was actually maybe going to happen with the Salisbury steak. Mm. You might be right. He might just not actually be that strong. But I think he's got some good recipes in there, some good soul influence that I would love to see on the plate in front of me and on the screen.
No, I mean, I think so too. I mean, that's, I feel like if I remember correctly, that was a strong suit.
Yeah.
And so I think, there we go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if he can get past maybe the nerves, or maybe it's what it is, I don't know. But I feel like with him, he's
in danger.
Could be next to go.
Sure.
I think SJ, he struggled, today, even though he got a chance to, get past, he wasn't in mm-hmm. the bottom, but I feel like he also kind of struggles a little bit. He also, everything is kind of last minute. Like we saw today, you know, he was like, what are you cooking? Chef Ramsay's like, and he's like, oh, I got this. And he's like, there's nothing in the band. And the band wasn't even on.
Yep.
So it's like, so I think he's lucked out, but it's also, you know, it's still 15 chefs. Yep. So there's still a lot to weed through. Yeah.
There are. And as you're saying, calling all these really good points, I'm like, dang, you know what? Maybe you're closer to the prediction.
Hey!
We'll see. Never know.
Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank Shanika as our special guest for calling in and staying up late to talk to us down there because it's like after midnight.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's about to be 1 o'clock. So she stayed up and hollered at us. So definitely appreciate her. All of you that were in the live chat, I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you today because it was only two of us. So, but we will be back with our full squad next week. And make sure you stay tuned because I will have a special guest again.
Ooh.
So I'm just saying, make sure you tune in and see who that guest is. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. Again, that's at The Poet Saint. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Ashley Chaney.
You guys, more important than tuning in for next week's special guest, who may or may not be on, you got to tune in to see what it is that Lem's going to cook for us. And the way to do that is to talk to us in the comments below. What do we want him to cook? Brownies. I mean, whatever y'all want to suggest, but brownies, cookies in the comments below. Make Lem bake for me. Thanks so much for tuning in, y'all. If you want to talk to me on social media about what you're watching on Netflix or what you're cooking in your kitchen or eating in your living room, find me at Ashley on Camera and talk to me about it there. Can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, and just real quick, I do other shows, so make sure you check them out. I do The Affair on Sundays. We tape at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you can also check me on a new show. It's not a new show, but I'm new to the show. It's Married at First Sight, and that's on Tuesdays, and we tape at 7 o'clock. So if you're into those shows, you can see me there too as well. But until then, I will see you. Me and Ashley will see you, and she's going to eat all these mashed potatoes. Until then,
Lem's taking
peace.
Them home.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.